Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
With the passage of the American Rescue Plan, and I thank again the House and Senate for passing it, and my announcement last month of a plan to vaccinate teachers and school staff, including bus drivers, we can accelerate massive nationwide effort to reopen our schools safely and meet my goal that I stated at the same time about 100 million shots of opening a majority of K through 8 schools in my first 100 days in office. This is going to be the number one priority of my new Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona. Fourth, in the coming weeks, we will issue further guidance on what you can and cannot do once fully vaccinated.
All right, it was the Prez with his first primetime address. Just under really 30 minutes. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. So are people buzzing with hashtags about how excited they were and his words really filling them up? No. But he did pretty much lay out what happened. You know, thanks for passing my deal, although it wasn't bipartisan. All the Democrats, none of the Republicans on board with the COVID relief. They didn't like what was in it. We know this. We've been dancing around this for a very, very long time in this country. In his speech, he talked about the optimism we should feel for where we are. He talked about the denials that people have with the masks and all of that, and how dark days should be behind us, and the different sides, and calling people out, and especially what's happening with Asian Americans. He specifically mentioned that. He talked about July 4th being the day you should be with your loved ones. That's the goal, that you could gather, you could watch fireworks, and you could mark independence from the virus, which is, that's a pretty brilliant thing, independence from the virus. So after this incredibly hard year, because it officially has been a year since the virus was thrown in to the pandemic file across the world, and here in the United States, and frankly having the most deaths from it, people that are still dealing with what they call the symptoms, the long haulers, they call them that, and some of the deep divides over masks, freedoms, opening businesses. I mean, almost right from the beginning, there was a very deep divide. A divide, by the way, that I think, politically speaking, there's no question it had already been there. That, you know, it's like sports teams, us and you and them, and you know, pick whatever flavor. But the primetime address, he focused also, like I mentioned, on hate crimes against Asian Americans. He said Asian Americans have been attacked, harassed, blamed, and scapegoated for the novel coronavirus pandemic, which originated in China. He said so many of them, though, are fellow Americans, are on the front lines of the pandemic trying to save lives and are still forced to live in fear for their lives just walking down streets in America. It's wrong. It's un-American. It must stop. And that it just seems to be increasing. The COVID bill and the relief, whether you agree with Rick Scott, who says don't accept it, he's telling governors and others not to accept the money, and I guarantee they will all take the money, but those checks could flow into bank accounts by this weekend. Remember, there was the promise that March. So the first checks of the 1400 should get there if you have direct deposit. And again, it's part of this $1.9 trillion, the biggest amount ever, American Rescue Plan. And it was signed into law on Thursday. So how about that? You know, what's interesting is people won't think this, especially if they're struggling, but private debt collectors can actually seize those relief checks to pay creditors. So it's been kind of a warning that if you have unpaid debts, creditors could come after your dough. They could garnish the stimulus funds. Wouldn't that just be a punch in the gut? They could garnish the funds that are going to be distributed that I just mentioned. And, you know, the second round of stimulus payments distributed in December barred creditors from garnishing the money. But the Senate was unable to include that protection in its latest bill because of the budgetary rules under which the relief package was approved. So there are definitely people that will not see that because it'll get taken away, right? It was not declared off limits. So, you know, the people getting the $1,400, so many have said, oh, this is incredible, because I need to pay rent, I need to buy groceries, I need to do something of importance, whatever it is that we cannot do, especially the food thing. So it could end up that some might not see it, unfortunately, because of what they owe. And there are people in those dire straits that certainly didn't try to put themselves in that situation, but because the career path that they were in, the job that they had, evaporated. A year is a very long time to be out of work. A very, very, very long time. So you may get the relief that you require, that you need, that you want. Check your bank and see if it's in there. But pretty much, I think the theme of Biden's primetime moment was America's coming back, memorializing what happened in the pandemic year, the people lost, all of that, talking about what's happened in the beginning of his administration, and then rolling forward. You know, this show is, to me, about whether you're left or right or somewhere in between, the fact that you can have a conversation, form a conversation, disagree, agree, and that's part of the reason why I jumped at the chance to do it. And when I look at politics and I look at how divisive politics is, and I think of my childhood and how you better come to the table with an opinion, because in my family it was open season. You talked about current events. You had to know what was going on. And you were allowed to have, by the way, a different opinion. You were allowed to disagree and present your argument. But we are getting further and further away and more polarized from each other, even with the, certainly with the pandemic, but with so much more than that. I think January 6th, that was a horrible way to kick off 2021, as we all watch with our jaws open, our mouths agape at the attack on the Capitol, which they're still trying to sort out and still trying to find the pipe bomber, the FBI is. And we don't even know, because the days in court have not happened yet for those that are being charged. We don't even know what that is going to look like. One thing that doesn't look good, it doesn't look good for Andrew Cuomo. Yep, he's part of what you had to say in the mailbag, and again, and we're headed there on the flip side.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Muscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mailbag. Get in the mailbag.
Yeah, that's what it feels like some days, doesn't it? Are you ready for the world to open back up? Do you have your energy ready to go, go, go? That's exactly what Tyreek says. Kate, I'm afraid after the pandemic, I feel like moving from the couch to my position working to check on the kids and what they're doing with Zoom, to take out the trash, walk the dog, is pretty much the energy that I have left. I really believe that, and I'm someone who used to really work out, I really believe the pandemic has sucked the life out of many of us. Oh, undoubtedly. You always see memes and things about energy and jokes about is it wine o'clock somewhere? And it has been that experience of being like Bill Murray portrays in Groundhog Day, except for that he could go out. And he did the same things over and over again, but at least he could go and eat his pancakes and whatever. So I think it will take some getting used to. And by the way, and there are stats on this, there are companies that definitely are not going to have everybody back in the offices. We'll see a lot of that commercial real estate dump, and we'll see that a lot of people that are working remotely will continue to work remotely or mostly be remote. And maybe it's just all the way through 2021 and some of that comes back, but it'll be a lot more. I think in some cases, Elliot Eisenberg, the economist, the bow tie economist, was telling me that it was going to be pretty high, just under 20%, where before it was like 11%. And I agree. I think that'll happen. So you may still be doing that shuffling around, but at least you can freely go and do other things. Right? I don't know. It's going to be strange. All right, how about this one? This one is from Harry. He says, Quo must go. Kate, I laughed my head off. I'm in New York, and the New York Post had a character of him kind of falling out of the legislature in New York, in Albany, and there's no question that he is under serious fire. In fact, there was a high heel kicking him in the rear end and pushing him down those steps. And I think the calls for his resignation are getting louder and louder and louder. I don't understand that he's been there for so long. Why doesn't he just leave at this point? Because he's saying that, no, 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 I did not do it. I'm sorry if I made some people feel uncomfortable. Hey, it's me, I'm a hugger. But now you got a woman who's saying that she was groped, saying that he reached under her shirt and fondled her at his residence late last year. Wow, that's completely different. She didn't file a criminal complaint, but a lawyer for the governor said that the state had reported the allegation to the Albany Police Department after the woman involved declined to do so herself. So, wow. He keeps saying, let the evidence, you know, go where it goes. Let the investigation turn up what it turns up, because, you know, I'll wait for that. I'll wait for those facts, because he insists that he's guilty of not realizing how he was making some women feel uncomfortable. I mean, his support in the state Senate is razor thin, razor thin. And he's not doing it. He's not going to resign unless something else, or his lawyer advises him this is the best way to go, and that's not happening. I mean, he's got that on top of what happened with the nursing homes and the underreporting of COVID-19. He doesn't want to end up in an impeachment trial. That would be ugly. All right, this one is from Joel, and Joel says, Kate, I heard you say the other day that gasoline this summer could be $4 a gallon. Bummerino, because I have family in and around where I live, and we probably would travel, and we still will. But it just means that you have to add on more for gas. I suppose with cars being parked and all of that, we've actually been able to save some money during this pandemic. But it just seems like gas prices keep going up and up. So I think you're right. The high water four is where we really start to feel the pinch. Yeah, these stats aren't for me. It's the AAA Motor Club said that they've gone up about 35 cents a gallon on average last month, could hit $4 a gallon in some states by the summer. So pretty interesting that we've seen that flip-flop. It would hurt working-class families more because they drive older, less efficient cars and whatnot and spend a bigger amount of their income on fuel. They spend more money. So nobody likes that $4. No. All right, I'm going to kind of just bop around because I like that we're hitting on a few different things. All right, here's this one from Doug, who's listening to us in New Orleans. Kate, I can't wait till you take a show on the road. You better make New Orleans your first stop. In New Orleans, people are pretty good about social distancing, the masking thing, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I have to say, I, for one, will be happy when I don't have to wear a mask. Do you ever forget to wear yours? I don't do it on purpose, but it seems like I run back to the car too many times because it just kind of leaves my head now. What do they call that? COVID brain or something, someone said to me. I mean, in all seriousness, of course I've done it. Of course I've forgotten. I've taken the dog into the vet, and you really wait in your car, and I forgot, but turned around and got it right away. Grocery store, yeah, of course. But now, like, what I try to do is just, you know, you just put them in a car, right? You have them visible, that's it, you know, whatever. At this point, come on, folks, right? We're so close to the light. Don't mess it up. We don't want people messing it up. We don't want to hear, oh, there was a 25 super spreader events, and all of a sudden, and then the variants, and then the spike. Oh, no. A year of our lives is a very long time. People lost people, and we lost time. I mean, we did. Time is not illusion when you're in a pandemic. It's real. You feel it. And the certain, even though you might have reinvented, and that's good, and I know I've done that, we've done that, my family's done that, but it still is a year. It's a year of missing good music. It's a year of me going to great concerts. It's a year of me seeing my favorite aunt and whipping her at cards. It's a year of hanging out with my pals on the beach. It's a year of missing stadium action. It's a year of all kinds of things, and I'm going on the pleasure side, and you all know it. So let's get this behind us. Ugh. Get it behind us. Crush this. I mean, this virus, I honestly didn't think, I mean, realistically talking scientifically, what people knew, it definitely seemed like it was going to go this long. But in your head, when you think optimistically, when you're a cockeyed optimist sometimes, which I would claim to be, I looked at it like, oh, let's just get through. We're going to get through this. It's going to be, you know, in the fall, we're going to be through this, or at least way better off. There's going to be more travel. Things are going to open up more. No. So let's get this virus out. Wash it out, period. Boom. And then I got this one was pretty interesting. This one was from Carl, who said, Kate, you like stats and stuff, so I don't know if you saw this list, but there is a list of states with the longest and shortest life expectancies, and you might be surprised by some of what the table of content says that the CDC figured out about Americans. I did see that, and maybe it was released all over the place. I think I saw it on CNBC. I think I was watching some stocks. I think I saw it there. I was watching a stock thing, and I saw it. We're expected to live an average of 78.7 years. Women more likely to outlive men by 5 years nationwide. States in the South worse when compared with the Northeast and the West. That's probably the food, right? So West Virginia, Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, Louisiana, I'm missing some, I'm sure, South Carolina, Missouri, in the bottom 10 for life expectancy. West Virginia, which had an average life expectancy of 74.4 years, the lowest for both men and women. How strange, right? Because they're kicking everyone's butt when it comes to vaccine distribution, and they have some beautiful wide open spaces. Are you shocked that Hawaii took the top spot for the state with the highest average of life expectancy, 81 years. Aloha. Of course. You know what it's like? It's just when you go there, everything just drops. You just relax. That's what happens. Hang with us.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden speaking at the White House, marking 1 year since the COVID-19 pandemic began. He said denials for months led to more stress, deaths, and also loneliness. He did say, though, he was optimistic because he was going to get more vaccine out to the public.
We know what we need to do to beat this virus. Tell the truth. Follow the scientists. The science. Work together. Put trust and faith in our government to fulfill its most important function, which is protecting the American people. No function more important.
He said one of his main goals was to get kids back to in-person schools in his first 100 days in office. And he said if everyone gets vaccinated and follows the CDC guidelines, we can get closer to normal by July 4th. This is USA Radio News. The New York State Assembly authorized an impeachment investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct against Governor Andrew Cuomo amid growing calls for the Democrat to resign from office. The announcement came after the New York governor's office said it referred allegations of sexual misconduct by Cuomo to the Albany Police Department. The Albany Times-Union reported fresh allegations of sexual misconduct, saying an aide to the governor said he groped her at the executive mansion in 2020, reaching under her blouse and touching her. This is the sixth woman to come forward to accuse him of misconduct, offering the most serious allegations yet. Cuomo denied the allegations, saying he's never done anything like that. New York Attorney General Letitia James appointed two attorneys to lead the investigation into allegations from several women. They'll be tasking with issuing subpoenas, examining documents, conducting interviews, and analyzing data regarding the allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Corner we go to Scotland. I understand I have relatives there, and boy, I wish this woman was one of my relatives. We had such a lovely conversation off the air. I picture myself having tea with her one day. I just know it. And we are kindred spirits because she is super smart. She has written a book. She's written a bunch of books, but she's written her latest book that really, really, I think so many people could use. Seven attributes for success, inner success and happiness. Who doesn't want that? And we hear people say they struggle all the time and how can they get there and what do we do? And that's why we have Patricia, who's really a recovering attorney, joining us to set us on the right path. So Patricia, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Kate. It's lovely to speak to you.
So
and we will have a cup of tea in Scotland.
Yeah, exactly. We will. I know we will. So let's talk about, first of all, I mentioned your background. You were going down this path where you were actually an attorney and you dealt with people who were just miserable, right? And that started to get you thinking about what you could do, how you could share your gifts.
Yes. I think it was because people who are miserable want somebody else to sort their misery. And it was trying to say to them only they could sort themselves, you know, and trying to give them techniques, ditching the labels from the past. You know, when people say, oh, I can't, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. Well, there is. You can take control. I'm actually going to quote you here in your deal your own destiny. You have to take control of your life. And I know lots of these people found that that would be difficult. But I designed Mind Circles really around this concept of ABC. And it was after looking at the people who cope best with life have these seven attributes. We all have them. We don't use them all. And, of course, self-awareness is the first one. And so many people think they're aware of themselves. But maybe I'm not either. But you have to look at your strengths and your weaknesses. Because you can do something about your weaknesses and you can, you know, build on your strengths. But that means quite scary. That means looking at how you've been labelled, your past conditioning. Have you been told, don't, you know, years ago we were told, don't talk, just listen, you know, nobody wants to hear from you. Looking after yourself is selfish. And of course, you have to ditch all these things because you need to take self-care. You need to look after yourself because if you don't, who else is going to do that? And I think it's having the courage, the resilience, you've got to be flexible, be able to adapt to changing situations because life is ever changing. You know, and that we've seen that over the last year or so, you know, the pandemic. Life is never going to go back to the normal as we know it. But then what is normal? It's always going to change. And you've got to be able to adapt and be flexible to that, be open to that. We don't know what happens around the corner. And as you know, I lost my son to suicide. I didn't know that was going to happen. But, you know, we need to understand that we can take control. And by simple, the power of the mind, it's all really about, there's a lot of talk about physical exercise. But my focus, even if you're doing physical exercise, is to work out your mind. The mind is just extremely powerful and it's changing your mindset from negative to positive.
So you mentioned this too, and I think a lot of people sadly can identify with suicide of all kinds of relatives, and I know there are many people who have lost their sons and daughters to it. And your son, Bruce McLeod, who was, you know, hey, he had gone to Hollywood, so he was in the trenches, and good for him. And what happened, and how did you, and he left you with a present, actually, I think, and we'll explain that. But how did you get through that? How did you build up your resilience?
I built up my resilience, I think, by knowing my son and understanding the pain he was in, because people don't just commit suicide. You know, I think obviously we grieve. I mean, I people say, well, when do you get over things? To me, you never get over your loss of any loved one. And that's why I wrote my next book was Resilience and Courage. When you're flexible and understand and not be selfish, because although I want him back, if he's going to be in pain, I'd rather he was at peace. So if a loved one is at peace, you then can understand, think of the wonderful memories you had, and then you, through resilience and courage, you learn to endure each day in a different way. In fact, there was another book, I think it was a journalist actually from Australia. I was giving a talk in Australia last year, and I picked up her book, Ashley Lee, anyway, I can't actually remember the name at the moment, but she said, and as I do, I don't like the words victim, I don't like survivors, I prefer to look at it as enduring. You know, you endure in a different way. So people who have suffered extreme accidents, people who've lost limbs and things, when they decide and focus on how they can live differently. And it can be done, but they have to have that can-do attitude and a change of mindset.
And that's exactly what you talk about in your book, Seven Attributes for Success, Inner Success and Happiness, how important that is. And you mentioned, you know, ABC. Tell us about ABC. So let's give everyone a little taste. So right now when you're listening to us and you're saying, oh, right, how do I do this, Patricia? What can somebody do?
Right. The A is for affirmation, and you have to follow the three P's principle, and it's personal, positive, and past or present tense, never future. So you don't say, oh, I'm going to win the gold medal next year. I'm going to do this. It's got to be I, and for this interview, what's quite good for everybody, say, I can do. It's as simple as that. It's a positive statement. So I feel good. I can do. One of the vital ones recently I was talking in my YouTube videos is I love myself. So many people never hear the word love, but just love yourself. And people will laugh and they'll go, I can't do this. But who's listening? You can go into the bathroom, look at the mirror and just look at yourself. Say, I love you. You know, look at the windows of the soul. The B is for breathing, the deep breathing. Like if you do yoga, I was fortunate when I did music when I was younger. That was my passion, singing and whatnot. You get the deep breathing from the diaphragm. So you're breathing in through your nose, holding and then out slowly through the mouth, just to the count of three, I think up to five or more. But it's like when you breathe in, your lower tummy goes out, so it's kind of counterintuitive hold. And then when you breathe out slowly, your tummy will go in. Watch a dog or a baby. They breathe with deep breathing. And then the C, and of course deep breathing calms you, relaxes you, but energizes you. So it's kind of double-sided. The C is for using your creative imagination. And so many people don't do that. Successful people, and particularly athletes, they visualize. It's all about using your right and left brain. You're using your mind powerfully to visualize yourself where you want to be. So for today, if people have a dream or a way of changing how they're viewing the world, just imagine themselves there. They're already there. So you've achieved. I ask people to have an achievement board or an inspiration board and look at it often and write down your skills, your talents, what you're good at and your achievements, and look at them and go, I am proud of who I am. And that's the ABC. What's difficult about it, Kate, is that it's to be practiced every day. And of course, preferably for 30 days, there's a difference in research, is 28 days or 60 days. 30 days makes something a habit. So like your New Year's resolution, you decide I'll start on Monday, but you'll not do it on Tuesday. So with my ABC, if you do it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe forget Thursday, you have to start on Friday again, your 30 days. So that's what's difficult about it. So you have to have this routine. So why don't you do it when you're brushing your teeth? Brushing your hair. We do a routine something every day, so just do the ABC.
And I love it. There's no excuse for anyone in this audience not to do their ABC. I mean, you're not kidding with this. It can take you 3 to 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, to do this.
Yeah.
And it is. There's something in it. Does change your mindset, doesn't it?
Yes. It's just changing I can't to I can, you know, and be patient with yourself. I think you talk about that in one of your books as well. It doesn't happen overnight because you have to make it a habit, but it can do, you know, so just do this. I do try and do it morning and night, but morning's fine, or whenever you're doing a routine thing, you know.
So I think we've talked about it, but what do you hope people take away from reading this book? And you have other books too, and if you go on Amazon, you can see all of Patricia's books, by the way, but you can get this one as well, Attributes for Success, Inner Success and Happiness. I mean, that's the key. What do you hope they take away?
I hope they take away that I'm an ordinary person. You know, there's nothing, it's not that I'm not special, I'm special in my own way, because we're all different, but it can be done. It's just to look at it and go, well, I think I want my books to be used as, I call it, it's stickomancy, which is a big word, but just for random. I don't know about you, but so many people buy self-help books, and mine are self-help, self-educational books, and they think, that'll sort all my problems. And I bet they maybe start reading them, or they just go in the shelf. And what I say to people is, that's okay. You don't need to read my book from cover to cover, but have it there like a friend on the shoulder. So I want them to take away that if they have my book, by all means, have it on the shelf. But if there's a kind of down moment, go, oh, there's the book. Flick it open. Just randomly choose a page or a paragraph, and you will find something you need to read about at that moment. It never fails.
I love it. Perfect place to end this. Pick it up on Amazon, as we've said. Patricia Elliott, thank you so much.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Odds and ends here as we exit this hour of the show. How about this? 1 in 10 Americans are fully vaccinated. 1 in 10. Seems like it's really ramped up pretty quickly. This is exactly 1 year after the World Health Organization declared the novel coronavirus a pandemic. And gosh, 3 months since the first Americans outside of clinical trials got shots. So again, 1 in 10. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control, this is from them, and Prevention, have said on their website, you can go and look it up, that at least 33.9 million Americans are protected with either one dose or two doses. Good news when you think of, sorry, because we want that herd immunity for the people who don't want to get the vaccine. 530,000 people have died in the U.S. since 1 year ago. 29 million cases. That's out of 29 million cases. I mean, you think of the grief, the crisis, the economic woes, the crippling effect this SOB of a virus has had on all of our lives. So good to hear that news, I think, the 1 in 10. And now there's concerns about the variant and whatnot. But on the optimistic side, more than 2 million shots daily. 2 million shots. And 47 states plus D.C. are allowing teachers and school staff to get COVID-19 vaccines. By this upcoming Monday, teachers will be eligible in all 50 states. All 50 states. All right. Other what I would call odds and ends worth mentioning here as we kind of motor along. And gosh, there are so many interesting things that kind of just fall off of our view because of, I think, because of so much of what we're focused on, right? And the craziness, the insanity that this year has been. And speaking of the insanity, the amount of times Michael Cohen has met with the Manhattan DA, 7. What are they talking about? 7 times. In fact, Cohen himself says he spoke with the lead investigator, an expert on white-collar crime,
the guy who put away mob boss John Gotti and other organized crime figures in New York. And he was, of course, the one-time attorney for Donald Trump. And that's seven times he's met. They've met, you know, over Zoom, I guess, and et cetera. And, you know, on March 1st, the Supreme Court ruled that the Manhattan DA could obtain the former president's tax records from his accountants. And soon after, of course, millions and millions of pages of, seriously, millions of pages of documents were handed over to the DA. And I think I said this on a show. How long do you think it would take to go through a million plus documents? How many people would be working on that case? And it would have to be an extraordinary amount. I mean, an extraordinary amount. Here's something that's of interest for those of us who now say, well, you know, you get the herd immunity, you got to go see family, maybe go take a little road trip instead of flying, then we can see some more sights. Gas could be $4 a gallon. To me, always the high level mark where people felt the pain is when you start to talk about getting close to four or over four. So oil and gas prices are rising. Industry execs are resisting their impulse to pump more oil out of the ground, which could keep energy prices moving as the economy, of course, is recovering. It's cyclical. When oil prices climb, producers race to drill until the world is swimming in petroleum and prices fall. Then energy companies that overextend themselves have tumbled into bankruptcy. And I was just reading this story, and that's how they put it, and that's how I would put it. And it's a cycle that we see that has played out over and over and over again. But I think the spring and the summer is going to keep people excited about traveling. They're going to want to travel, even if it's close by, shop, commute, all that kind of stuff, which means they're going to drive. And according to AAA Motor Club, gas prices have risen about 35 cents a gallon on average over the last month. And the prediction from AAA is it could reach $4, like I said, in some states by the summer. So if that happens, you know, you wonder if that cuts people's idea of how far they would travel. I think now people are so cooped up that anything sounds good. Where can I go? When can I go? What can I how fast? How fast can I get there? That, honestly, seriously. And if you haven't heard this, the Texas Rangers, the Major League Baseball team, are the first baseball team to go to full capacity. I mean, they're on track for that, and they've already announced that, you know, with opening day on April 5th, the same day that Texas Governor Greg Abbott had the orders about allowing businesses in the state to operate at 100% capacity. The Rangers CEO, Neil Levin, said that the team hopes that for April 5th, that boom, there they are, you know, and says we're confident it won't be a super spreader event. We've got protocols we're following. We're going to be responsible, and we're going to make it a comfortable environment for everybody. I guess I was kind of surprised by that, but they feel confident about it. I mean, the Rangers played all 30 of their home games during the pandemic-shortened season without fans. They allowed about 20... MLB allowed about 28% capacity at the retractable roof stadium where they play for the National League Championship Series and World Series that were played at, you know, Globe Life. But now 100% is a game changer. You know, here's the thing. You'd have to have fan cooperation. You're definitely relying on the fans to do the masking because they're saying you'd have to mask up except for when you're eating, and you're completely reliant on if they'll observe that and how they move around the stadium. Just, I guess, if it's not going to be a super spreader event, of course, the hope is that will not, that they would have to follow some of those protocols. And what if people aren't following protocols, then what would happen? All right, I always love it when you hear about art and what someone's paid for it. How about this digital artwork? It sold for a record $69 million at Christie's first NFT auction. And so what is NFT? Well, we're talking about purely digital.
It's the highest price period paid for a non-fungible token. I mean, that's what NFT is. So the work is every day, is the first 5,000 days. It's by Mike Winkleman, who goes by the name Peeble. The work is a collage of 5,000 drawings, one created and posted every day for the past 13 and a half years. Now, that's something, 13 and a half years. And Winkleman, who's from Charleston, South Carolina, is pretty popular. People know who he is that understand what that is, right? They know his characters. And it surged in the last couple of months, the popularity of it. There's no question about that. The a specialist in post-war and contemporary art for Christie's brought people to the auction house's attention after witnessing the growing popularity of this. And I really say, look it up, and I want you to tell me what you think of it. It is, I have to say, I was kind of, are you kidding me with that? And then I looked at the image, and it's really kind of mind-blowing. And to think of how he put it together. I mean, he's got 1.8 million followers on Instagram, and of course he has collaborations with all kinds of people and companies, Katy Perry and Nike and Louis Vuitton. And they say NFTs could be just a genius thing, and of course generate a future stream of profits for him. But I would assume there would be others that are going to be right there in the thick of it too. And whatever you create and imagine, where could that go? Where would that be hung up? Who would be willing to pay XYZ? But that's a crazy, crazy amount of money. Like, if I held that up to somebody that didn't know what that was, and there are people that don't. I mean, I wouldn't have known if it wasn't for my nephew, 6 months ago or whatever. But there are people that if you say, hey, how much do you think this is worth? I wonder how many would say, you know, that digital thing, what's it called, the NFT? I bet, 60-some million. That's right, 69 million. 69 million. Wow. And finally, here's to the let's not make the doom and gloom predictions. Do we need any more of that? What's going on in Philly? The Philly mayor, Jim Kenney, says, he had a conversation about what a challenging year it was on television with somebody, a reporter. And he said, in Philly, more than 121,000 people have contracted COVID-19 and 3,000 have died. The challenge is the vaccines. Okay, we get that. And he's saying, honestly, probably we're just going to, it's going to be mass up, heading into maybe 2022. Do you think? I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.